Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Georgia Tech conversation continues as we bring you the good word. Chris Mooneyham and Wiley Ballard are talking all things Georgia Tech as they set the plate for the coming week. Talk with Georgia Tech insiders and get you up to speed on all things Yellow Jackets. Now, the good word.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the good word. New Realm Brewing Company, our location here tonight on the Beltline, just a little bit east of Midtown Atlanta and campus at the Institute. Happy to have you with us. We're going to talk all things Georgia Tech tonight, including some Georgia Tech basketball, getting ourselves ready for what's going to be a fun trip for the football team in August, going across the pond to Ireland. Georgia Tech baseball opens up on Friday, so we got plenty in store for you. Alongside Justin Hanover, who's in for Chris Mooneyham, I'm Wiley Ballard. And Justin, I don't think we need to sugarcoat it. As we start with basketball, we're an hour away from the Damon Stoudemire Show hosted by the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra. The last couple of games for the white and gold on the hardwood have been tough, tough to watch. Georgia Tech fell to Wake Forest on Tuesday night at home 80-51 in a game that really wasn't close from the start. And then in a different fashion on Saturday up at the Yum Center in Louisville, they fell 79-67 in a game that they had a reasonably large lead in the final 8 minutes. But Justin, first and foremost, how are you doing? How is life treating you now that it's officially the end of football season?
Well, here's the thing. It's the end of football season, but you do realize the next FBS football game, what it is, where it's going to be, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
We're on the clock.
We are on the clock.
The next major football game, Georgia Tech and Florida State, August 24th in Dublin. I mean,
it's not that far.
No, it's not.
I mean, you think, well, football just ended, Brent Key, the whole deal. These 6 months are going to roll.
Going to fly.
It is going to fly. I mean, it just keeps getting faster and faster. And before you know it, college football will be back, and the week zero of zero, in effect, will be the Jackets and the Seminoles. Game day will be there. It's not that far away. I'm pumped for it. And I'm pumped about this basketball team. It was a rough week. No doubt about it. Coach Stoudemire basically said so. Throw away the tape against Wake Forest because that was the worst effort of the season. You give up a 23-3 run pretty much right off the bat. And then you do a little bit of better things in Louisville. On the road, you look good. Miles Kelly, who went for a goose egg against Wake, goes off against Louisville. But then the problem is Bye doesn't do much in that game. So they just need the consistency. They just need to finish. They need the consistency. I'm high on this team. I'm high on this program. I'm high on everything about Georgia Tech right now because you see the upside. And I've preached this for a while. We saw, Wiley, in the beginning of the season, what Nate and Bye will get Lance Terry back next year. A win against Duke already. A win against North Carolina. A win against Clemson. The upside and the ceiling is there. We just need the consistency now.
Well, and that's the question I feel like I've gotten, I don't know, like 500 times the last few days has been, how does a team that beats North Carolina, beats Duke, wins at Clemson? By the way, those are the only three ACC teams in the top 30 in the net. They are the top three teams in the ACC. You've beaten all three of them. How does a team do that and then struggle so mightily at home against Boston College, at home against Notre Dame, who you're going to get a second shot at here in a couple of nights up at their place? And then, again, losing at Louisville, which, to be fair, has been a house of horrors for Georgia Tech since Louisville joined the ACC back in 2015. And for me, I look at the answer is, you know, the inconsistency of the effort has played a factor, and I don't use that word lightly. Coach Stoudemire has said as in plain sight that has been an issue for them, especially as of late. He did think it was better against Louisville, and I think we can all agree it was. They had a 9-point lead there with about 8 minutes to go and just could not close it out. And then I think the other piece of it, too, is with effort comes defense. And I think they've defended very well against those teams, namely North Carolina, who just really struggled from beyond three in that game. I look at a game like Louisville and say, you know, they didn't defend as well. And one of the big ways they paid for it, although Louisville shot below 40%, I mean, they couldn't make a three. But 34 free throws for the Cardinals. It's just hard to win a game when you're giving up, you know, 15 more free throw attempts than you're getting. And give the Cardinals credit. They hit 31 of those 34. I mean, they knocked them down, including closing the game 14 for 14. But I think the defense is a huge part of it. And Coach Stoudemire's pointed out that if the shots don't fall early, this team at this current juncture does not do a good job of recovering and finding solutions on the defensive end to lead to offense.
The wild thing is, though, with this group, they have done at times everything well.
Yes.
Separately.
Yes.
They've also done everything not well separately. They're a team that has the ability. Bayan Dongo's a star. Nate George is an absolute – he's just – a beast. I mean, he's a guy that's not afraid. He's passionate. He goes at you. He's aggressive. I love what Nate George brings. They just need to continue to play well with every facet, though. They can't have Miles go off for 36 and Bai get two. They need to come together as a team and play, dare I say, the way they did earlier in the season. When they had those wins against Duke and Mississippi State, and they went to the Garden, a place easily you could be intimidated at, and you get your first road win against a really good guard team in Penn State. Not a good Nittany Lion team, but a team with a couple of guards that could beat you.
But also a Penn State team that just beat Indiana.
Yeah, well, Indiana's struggling a little bit as well.
It's bottom. They got
Penn State's got guards. Yep. Penn State's got – well, you remember back in the Crispin days, right?
Yes.
Joe Crispin and John Crispin. They're a fun team.
Yes.
They've been fun for a while.
Agreed.
But it's just – that's what's wildly frustrating, and I think to Coach Stoudemire as well, because these guys have the ability.
Yes.
They really do. I mean, this is a team that went to Hawaii and beat Hawaii, and they beat a physical UMass team out there.
Yep.
And they were rolling to that point. And then they played really tough against a very good Nevada team. You were there in the championship. You talk about a guard team that's brilliant guards out there.
Yes, Nevada's – they got a chance to be one of the best teams out west, period.
And then after that, that's the frustrating part. They came back home, and the loss in Florida State wasn't good. It's 11 of 13 overall.
Yes.
Very sporadic. Miles is a star at times, and then he sort of goes away at times. It's there. We just need Coach Stoudemire to be able to consistently tap into the ability there. And I think it's a matter of time, but certainly a frustrating last week.
No question. And I think you also hit the nail on the head as far as, you know, I mean, you got the absolute best of Miles Kelly on Saturday, and then got one of his lesser performances there on Tuesday going goose egg.
Hard to do. It's hard to believe.
And the other piece of it, too, Justin, I mean, and again, Coach Stoudemire pointed this out, and he was referring to their defensive efficiency and some more complicated numbers. But the bottom line is when you look at Georgia Tech and ACC games in the second half, they're giving up 43 points per second half. That's just not going to get it done in this league. You cannot be giving up 43 points in the second half of a game. Again, they've been better in the first half, but I look at the defense, and I think that's been a big reason why this team has struggled. And the other thing that's kind of caught me off guard is how much trouble they've had shooting the ball over the course of the season. I really felt like, and in some ways, I still do when they take the floor. I look at Kawasi Reeves. I look at Miles Kelly. I know Debo didn't play this past week, but look at Debo. Those are three guys I think that can really shoot the three ball, and it just seems to kind of ebb and flow, and it has not been a consistent resource that Tech has been able to draw upon throughout the course of this season.
You just mentioned Kawasi, and Kawasi is the epitome of a guy you can count on, of steadiness.
Yes.
You can always count on Kawasi. But what's going on now with this team, it's almost become contagious, the inconsistency. He played 19 minutes in that last game at Louisville and had no points.
First time this year he's been shut out.
Kawasi's not a guy that has no points.
Yes.
He gets you his 9, 11, 13.
Yes.
He does everything. He does it well. He's not going to wow you. He's not going to blow you away. But And Coach Stoudemire spoke glowingly about him. He loves him. I mean, he's a guy, Kawasi is, that you can always count on. So to see him get that zero, and to see Miles get the goose egg the game before, and to see just so many inconsistencies, again, we're going back to the same point. It's frustrating, and it's only frustrating because we know what this team can be, because we've seen it. I will say this, though. I would rather have the future of what we're watching now versus the team that is pretty good but doesn't have the athleticism, doesn't have the ceiling, doesn't have the upside, because I know it's here.
Yeah, oh, 100%. I mean, I think you know, it kind of reminds me of the mid-2010s at the end of the Brian Gregory era, where they were starting to gel together, but everybody was kind of in their last year of eligibility. It was kind of this is kind of the final product, and they got to an NIT bid, made a nice run, but it felt like, well, all these guys are going to be gone next year. This is not the case
opposite.
This year. Exactly. Yeah. Now, granted,
you never know.
You have to throw out the transfer portal. That's
right.
A reality, but we're going, you know, as we sit here today, we're going to be you know, especially look at what Georgia Tech has done on the football side, retaining a guy like Eric Singleton, retaining a guy like Haynes King. I think there's reason to believe and feel reasonably confident that anybody who's on this roster currently, if Georgia Tech wants to keep them, they'll be able to do so. And so you've got to go through the roster. Kyle Sturtevant out of eligibility. As you said, though, Lance Terry coming back. Carter Murphy, who, hey, had a real nice game there on Saturday. Probably his best game as a Yellow Jacket.
But I know where you're going. Call it what it is. Yes. You do not lose a ton. I mean, you're going to be much better next year and moving forward. You should be.
Yes. I mean, I'm looking at – I mean, Carter's gone. E.B. Dewana would be gone. And, I mean, as far as major contributors, I suppose Tyjon Claude, I believe, is out of eligibility. That's pretty much it. I mean, you've got Miles Kelly back. You got Nate George back. You got Bidongo back. You got – and again, if you're going to microcosm of the ceiling, you're talking about Stefara Gapari. That's a guy, if from a skill standpoint, if he figures it out and becomes more comfortable, he will play in the NBA.
You loved him in Hawaii.
He will
you
play.
You loved
he
him in
play.
That first game.
How could you not? I mean, he will play in the
instant
NBA.
Instant energy all over the floor. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And again, even against, I want to say it might have been against Nevada that he came off. He had some terrific block shots over the course of that weekend and just, again, brings a whole nother presence. If you get consistency out of him, Dongo, and George, that's a sophomore and two freshmen. That's a trio right there, along with, you know, Miles Kelly and Debo, who will be seniors next year. There's no reason they couldn't go to the tournament, in my opinion.
I agree completely. Lance Terry as well. I mean, you know, you miss Lance Terry, and that guy was so huge last year. He's almost like Nate George with experience. He's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. He's a leader on the floor. I think they really miss Lance. With that said, though, I think he made the right move.
Yes, agreed.
To do it. I think he's going to really – it's almost like getting a brand-new player next year that's going to push the level higher, the competitiveness. And again, the ceiling is high. I know it's frustrating. I know 11 of 13, an egg day late against Wake, a terrible ending against Louisville. But it's okay. Trust the process of sorts.
100%. And I also think, you know, to your point, I mean, Coach Stoudemire has even said – you know, he views Lance Terry as his first transfer portal edition of the 2024-25 season. So that's a huge boost. And then we talked about the defense. You talked to a lot of the staff going into the season. They felt like Lance Terry might have been their best on-ball defender, at least perimeter defender. He's lights out in that respect. And so that's a big loss. We talk about the defense. I think Tech would probably have a little more success defensively if Lance were a part of the mix right now.
Do you remember Lance at all in high school? And I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No.
Do you remember what he did?
I remember he played – oh, God. I mean, I know –
I'll tell you.
Where did he play? It was red and white colors.
Really small school here.
Yes.
Played against Anthony Edwards three times.
That's right. Beat him all three, right?
Nope. Lost the first. Okay. I actually did that game on the NFHS Network, I think with Chris Mooneyham, or maybe somebody else. Then he beat Anthony Edwards and Holy Spirit both other times, or maybe even three other times, won the region. Won the region tournament, won the state.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards, who was the number one pick in the draft and all-star, won nothing because of Lance Terry.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, I think he's a key piece. And as you kind of look ahead at the schedule and look, I mean, I think, you know, you're sitting here 3-10 in the ACC. I don't think the focus is, you know, how do we get this resume ready for a postseason tournament? I'm not saying that's completely out the window, but they'd have to go on one heck of a run at this point.
Not impossible, though.
Not impossible, you're
right. You beat Duke. You beat North Carolina. This is the type of a team that many teams don't want to play.
Yes.
They'd rather play Louisville. They'd rather play some other teams at the bottom. You see what Tech can do to you, especially in a fresh situation in that first game of the ACC tournament.
So, and I go back to 2020. You know, obviously, you know, the NCAA tournament didn't happen that year, but I think that we got kind of a preview of how special the following season was going to be at the end of 2020 when Tech finished really strong to close out 2020. And so that's kind of what I'm hoping we see in these final seven regular season games, plus at least one game in the NCAA tournament. I think you're hoping to see, you know, you find samples of that consistency. Because, again, we've seen the flashes, and it'd be much more concerning if you're in a situation like what Louisville was in last year, where, like, there were no bright spots.
Even what, like, Louisville is now, they don't have the ability. I mean, just look last year what the Jackets were. They played 5.5 guys, and look at the improvement.
Yes.
Obviously, you lose Javon Franklin.
Yes.
Who was a beast. He was a 20-20 guy when all was said and done. He really was. He became great. But they were only playing 5.5 guys. Yep. But they rose to the occasion. Did they beat Pitt? They beat somebody in the – no, Florida State. Yes. They came back, beat Florida State in the first round of the ACC tournament, ran out of some gas at the end against Pittsburgh in that second round. But you saw the program last year get better as the season, you know, was finishing up. I fully expect here the same thing. And you look at Notre Dame, there's no reason why Tech can't get revenge now in this next game. Syracuse is nothing great. They play Clemson at home. Tough game. They already beat them, though, so there's potential there. So I think you have the ability here to win two of the next three, without a doubt. And if you do, maybe you move up the ladder a little bit, 13th, 12th, and see where you can go.
Yeah, Georgia Tech at this time last year was 2-13 of the ACC. They wound up winning six of the next seven games.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you pointed out, Javon Franklin, my gosh, he was the only one of the few reasons to tune in at the end of last year, but a guy who's out of eligibility going into the following year. I feel like you start seeing Nate George, Bidongo, start to do some things. You can sit there and say, you know what, that guy's back.
No doubt.
And let me tell you, what they're going through right now is going to pay dividends moving forward. So I think those are kind of our thoughts as far as Georgia Tech basketball is concerned. Look, I do have to point out one thing. Did you see Damon Stoudemire's tweet today?
Oh, the best. Yes. The best, yes. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, we do.
You want to save it? Go to a break and save it?
Is it worthy of a tease?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, all right.
Because everybody out there has been in this situation.
Yes.
It's relevant to all of us, not because he's a major coach. It's you and me and every Joe, Dick, and Harry out there can relate.
One of the few things we have in common with one of the NBA stars of his era.
Yes.
We all face the same issues. That's into the side of this break. You're locked into the Good Word. We're talking all things Georgia Tech. We've got the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show coming up with the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra, in a little less than 45 minutes. And we are live from New Realm Brewing Company, home of the Hella Vienna Lager. And we hope you swing by. We're right here on the Beltline. No reason not to stop by. 550 Somerset Terrace, just off of North Avenue. Back in a moment, the Good Word on the Fan 680, 93.7 FM.
February has arrived, and with it, exceptional opportunities at Marietta Toyota. Elevate your driving experience with our outstanding array of 2024 Toyota vehicles. The inventory now boasts an impressive selection, including over 65 2024 Toyota Camry and Camry Hybrids, over 82 2024 Toyota RAV4s and RAV4 Hybrids, over 40 2024 Toyota Corolla and Corolla Hybrids, all available in stock on the lot today. Marietta Toyota set the standard for dependability, blending it seamlessly with style and essential features. What's more, every new Toyota comes with our exclusive Marietta Toyota Lifetime Powertrain Warranty, honored over 2,500 dealerships and service centers nationwide at no extra cost. And that's not all. Each new Toyota includes Toyota Care, offering 2 years or 25,000 miles of complimentary factory scheduled maintenance. Attention U.S. military, active duty, and retirees, eligible family members, and college grads. Inquire about potential additional benefits, including up to a $500 rebate from SETF. Don't let these extraordinary offers slip away. Visit Marietta Toyota on Cobb Parkway South today and turn your dream Toyota into a reality.
It's Valentine's Day at D. Geller & Son Jewelers, and we've got your complete gifting package. Atlanta's best selection of high-quality jewelry, plus a dozen roses and a box of chocolates free when you spend just $95 or more. From the hand-picked diamonds that made us an Atlanta staple to the latest in stackable jewelry and gold fashion, we've covered the classics and the trends for the young and the young at heart. That's why D. Geller & Son has been Atlanta's gifting destination since 1939. Picture it. You find the perfect symbol of your love at D. Geller & Son, and thanks to our Valentine's gifting special, you're not just walking out with that classic diamond necklace. You've also got the dozen roses and the box of chocolates ready to go. Because it's Valentine's Day, and you're in love, and we love you. Diamonds, roses, chocolates, in that endless battle of I love you more, safe to say, you won. So come browse Atlanta's best Valentine's jewelry selection from Atlanta's most trusted jeweler since 1939, D. Geller & Son, in Atlanta, Kennesaw, and Sandy Springs. Shop our Valentine's gift guide at dgeller.com.
My name is Jamie High, and I have worked for Bruce Hagan for 14 years. Why do I work for Bruce? Because he truly cares. He cares about me, he cares about my family, and he cares about each and every one of his clients. Family is important to him, and he never makes me choose between my family and work. He values me as an employee, but also as a person. At our firm, we are all family, and I wouldn't want it any other way. I am Jamie, and I've worked for Bruce Hagan for 14 years because he's the best. Hagan-Law.com.
Witness the new era of Georgia Tech men's basketball under the guidance of their new head coach, NBA great Damon Stoudamire. Coach Stoudamire has brought the excitement back to the Thriller Dome, and you can be a part of it. Don't miss the next home game presented by PNC Bank when Syracuse visits McCamish Pavilion on Saturday, February 17th at 5:30 p.m. Great seats are still available for purchase, and you can get more information at RamblinRec.com. Hurry up and grab your tickets to experience the thrill and excitement of Georgia Tech basketball. Sting 'em.
You shouldn't need a degree in finance to choose a checking account. That's why we made Truist One Checking. No trade-offs, no compromise, no hassle. Just the stuff you want from a bank that cares. And that means no overdraft fees, lots of practical perks, and automatic upgrades. Truist One Checking. One simple choice. Visit Truist.com/one. Truist.com/O-N-E. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
This is The Good Word with Chris Mooneyham and Wiley Ballard from the Georgia Tech Sports Network and Legend Sports.
Happy Monday night to you. We are live from New Realm Brewing Company here on the Battery. That tells you how much I know. You know what? I'm getting my wires crossed.
It's another B.
Yeah, the last show. The Beltline. We're on the Beltline just east of Georgia Tech's campus here down North Avenue. No better place to be talking Georgia Tech football, basketball, baseball, the whole shebang. And we got some good drinks to talk Georgia Tech over, including the Hella Vienna Lager, which is available right here at New Realm Brewing Company. Justin Hanover alongside myself, Wiley Ballard. Chris Mooneyham is out on assignment.
In quotes.
Yeah, that's all I got for that. We teased Damon Stoudamire's tweet from about a couple hours ago, and if you're looking for relatability from an former NBA star, this is it. He tweets, quote...
out of the blue.
No context.
But we all relate.
Yes. Again, it just stuck in his craw, and he had to put something out in the universe, and we've all been there, believe me. Quote, elevator etiquette 101, comma, let people get off, comma, before you get on, exclamation point, and is that a face palm? No, that's a shrug. We got a shrug emoji there. So, you know, in some ways it's refreshing that, you know, the everyday frustrations, those of great celebrity NBA success are not exempt.
We've all been there.
Yes.
Every single person out there listening to us right here on The Good Word can relate to Coach Stoudamire's tweet.
Which I think is what makes it so frustrating, because everybody can relate to it. Therefore, we should all know the deal.
So just let him out. Let him out, man. Come on, let him out.
Let me out of there.
It's almost like you ever do the subway in New York City?
Yes, but it's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
I mean, if they follow that etiquette, we'd be all right, but it doesn't happen all the time.
No, you don't have time for etiquette up there. Have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
No, but a buddy of mine 2 weeks ago, he's a doctor. He got stuck leaving work in his elevator, and he called me because he was just bored. He didn't know what to do, and it was about 45 minutes. He was stuck in an elevator, and we were just having the greatest time, just laughing, and he was, like, hitting the button, like, help, help. And they were like, all right, we'll be there in a few minutes, and 20 minutes later, where are you? I mean, he was in good spirits, but it was pretty funny. But
oh,
no,
brutal.
Thank goodness, no.
I have not. I did watch the movie Speed, however. Rewatched. I've seen it before. You know what I'm talking about? Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Of course.
Of course, everyone knows the bus sequence in that movie. But at the very beginning, stuck in an elevator.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you want to talk about mindless entertainment? Speed. Perfect.
It's like one of those harmless movies.
Yes, 100%.
You sort of laugh at it. You sort of be entertained. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't think too hard about it.
No.
How entertained were you last night?
It was an enjoyable game. Yeah. The first half was not great, but even I was watching it with my kids, and even when pretty much nothing was going on, I said to them, you watch. This is going to be the typical Super Bowl, just like that Jake Delhomme Carolina against New England
Nice pull.
Where nothing happened, and you just knew it would open up at some point. And then early third quarter, still nothing happened, and I'm thinking like, oh, no way. Is this really going to end 10-3 or whatever? But you sort of knew it. At some point, Mahomes would make a play, and then Purdy would counteract. And so it did open up. It was entertaining. It was fun. The overtime was fun. You had to think a little bit now. Did Shanahan mess up with it? But again, the common link, and I know why you're going there, the kicker, Harrison Butker, what a star, what a stud.
It reminded me in some ways of the Georgia Tech-Florida State game that ended in the kick six. Because everyone remembers the finish, obviously, but what people don't recall is how critical Harrison Butker was in that game. He hit three field goals just to get that game tied, and one of them, I'm fairly confident, was 51, 52, something like that. And much like in last night, everyone's excited about Mecole Hardman, which, again, another Georgia native. Yeah. Saw him play in high school. That's pretty cool for him to end up. None of that happens if Butker isn't money from 57 and with the weight of the world on him at the end of regulation to tie it and force overtime. So another Super Bowl win for Harrison. That's three now,
three.
Right?
Yep. And the records.
And the records. Longest field goal.
Four records.
Longest, oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Longest field goal, 57, which he outdueled the earlier 55, which – it was nuts.
Tough night for Moody there. He sets a Super Bowl record last for all of like 10 minutes.
And then he misses the extra point or is blocked.
Yes.
Right. Most field goals in a game with four last night for Harrison. Most field goals in a career in a Super Bowl with nine. And most kicking points in a career, 37. He's also, I believe I read, 1 point now in Super Bowl history behind Jerry Rice for first of all time. Now, obviously, not including quarterbacks. You don't get the points if you're Brady.
I'm talking like you're crossing the goal line yourself.
Exactly.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, where does he rank all time?
It's Adam Vinatieri. Adam Vinatieri.
That's the
Adam Vinatieri.
Peanut butter and chocolate. Just put them together accidentally.
Yes, absolutely. No, but that's who I think of now. I mean, Vinatieri.
And Justin Tucker.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
I think
good
Tucker's call. The greatest ever, in my opinion. He's just sensational. I think Vinatieri was the greatest ever.
Yep.
Certainly the biggest kicks.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at. I mean, sure. Tucker's has the same amount of opportunities as those other two guys as far as the Super Bowl goes. But
clutch, right.
It's crazy, man. It is darn cool that he, again, went to Georgia Tech, spoke at Georgia Tech's graduation a couple of years ago. He and I went to high school together. He was a year behind me.
Really?
And he pulled me aside and said, Wiley, I chose Georgia Tech because of you.
That's insane.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
The last part's not true. Everything else is true.
I actually bought it. Call me naive. But you did. You both went to Westminster.
Yes, he was a year behind me. His wife was – I went to school with his wife since we were both 2 years old. So it's pretty cool, man. And I can tell you right now, there's no better ambassador for the city of Atlanta than Harrison Butker. So
you rich, wealthy kids over there. What a great campus
it is. At least he's doing something with it.
You're doing all right yourself, but what a great campus, Westminster. So many good schools, not to get off topic, but you look at so many great schools academically, athletically, and that's what's great for Tech to be able to choose from. Right here in state, you have all these amazing kids, and they just keep getting better and better.
And one of the biggest reasons he chose Georgia Tech seriously now is because he wanted to play in front of family. His parents are local. Obviously, his sister played soccer at Emory. That's the other thing. He was a terrific.
I didn't know that. I'm
terrific
an Emory
soccer
guy.
Player. Yes,
really?
His sister played. She was a year ahead of me. She played at Emory, and he was a terrific soccer player. Also, an incredible basketball player. He could knock it down from three.
He's got that build.
Yes.
That athletic, lean but strong build.
Yeah. So it's been really fun to watch him have some success. I think Georgia Tech fans, that can be a highlight, of course. And, I know we didn't get to see a whole lot of Jordan Mason for the Niners in the Super Bowl, but pretty cool having him there as well. As we transition here, Justin, we've hit the bottom of the hour, about half an hour away from the Damon Stoudemire Show, and that'll be hosted by the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra, right here at New Realm Brewing Company, just off the Beltline here off of North Avenue, 550 Somerset Terrace. We've got some Hella Vienna lagers available for purchase right here. Hope you come join us. And
am I allowed to have one, by the way? Let me give you my scenario here.
Okay.
I've got to go to my 13-year-old daughter's first softball practice. Now, because it's so wet out, 7:30 to 9. So
because coaching?
I'm assisting.
You're assisting.
I don't have the time to fully coach, but I'll help. So can I go there a little loopy, or is that wrong? First practice, other parents.
I think you're trying to get some excitement going for everybody.
Okay.
And, I mean, you could be kind of the match that lights the keg there.
The mascot, the clown?
Yes.
That can be me?
Yeah, that can be you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indoors, a lot of people there, one cage. I could be that guy.
You're like the icebreaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Wiley endorses it. What does Stu and Brandon think? Yay, nay? No, they're not even listening.
That's all right. They're busy catching up on Coach Stoudemire's newest tweet. It's an exciting time of year, though, at Georgia Tech. Obviously, we've got spring sports are cranking up. That means the track and field's getting going. Tennis and golf are hitting their stride. Softball opened up this past week, went 3-3, played some really competitive games against Alabama, who's a top 15 team. And, of course, Georgia Tech baseball will start on Friday. And you talk about the transfer portal. That is I think 26 new additions to the roster. That includes the freshmen, of course. But it's been, I mean, the whole roster has turned over. And some exciting pieces there as well. So Georgia Tech will take on Radford this Friday for a three-game series. They got Georgia coming in town for Friday night, March 1st. So what we're about 2.5 weeks away from that game. So be sure to come out. Should be great, especially if you haven't been to a Tech baseball game in a while or ever. You know, they're selling Hella Vienna lagers there. They've got Champions Hall, some club seating. And again, fingers crossed, but it should be a beautiful night for baseball as well. So excited that's getting going.
Yeah, I think you're burying the lead, though.
Okay.
What about the Bark in the Park?
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes,
I mean.
Yes, we've got Bark in the Park as well.
How fun is that?
I got to check the dates on that again. I know they announced it here this week. Let me see. Bark in the Park is going to be. There's two of them. We got two Bark in the Park days, Saturday, March 9th against Youngstown State. That's a doubleheader. So you get plenty of time to swing by. And then Saturday, April 27th against the Miami Hurricanes.
Can you bring the little one for both in the doubleheader?
Oh, yeah, it'll be single admission. They're just rolling that.
So, it's a long day.
Exactly.
Hope it's not too hot out there.
You know, though, but it's also by the time you get home, your buddy's going to sleep pretty quick. You don't have to worry about
like a little kid,
walking.
Yeah,
exactly.
You've entertained him enough.
Yeah, exactly. You just take care of it. Yeah, no, should be an exciting season for Coach Danny Hall's bunch. You know, schedule highlights include, you know, like you said, bringing in Miami. Duke's got a great team, top 15. Georgia's coming in town, of course. Auburn comes to the Flats this year in May, so plenty of exciting games. And I think it's a team that is lying in the weeds a little bit. You know, when you have that amount of turnover, you know, you look at the preseason polls, and if there's a bunch of unknowns, people tend to just sort of go conservative and say, we don't really know what to expect. You know, the one name that I think Tech fans should be excited about, if you look at some of the national coverage of college baseball, and, you know, they do a very detailed accounting of which high school players sign professionally and join professional baseball with a major league team, in which high school players opt to go to college and not sign. And in the ranking of position players that did not sign out of high school, so this past the hitters that graduated high school in 2023, they say the best position player to enroll in a college this year is Drew Burris. That'd be Georgia Tech's incumbent center fielder as a true freshman.
The next Michael Harris.
Yeah, that's the hope, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That is definitely the plan.
When you have, though, a guy like Danny Hall, let's be honest, you should be on good footing. He's such a legendary coach, the Hall of Famer, that you really shouldn't miss a beat, even if they're not a top 25 team. And look, this schedule, I mean, I'm not the biggest college baseball guy, but if you look in the top 25, so you mentioned Duke, Wake Forest, I believe Virginia. It's an insane, insane conference.
The good news for Georgia Tech is they do not play Wake Forest this year.
Really?
They skip. So the ACC, you'll play 30 conference games. There's 14 baseball teams, which means you play 10 series. Therefore, there's three teams you're going to miss. And Georgia Tech has timed that well. They missed Wake Forest last year. They missed Wake Forest again.
Why couldn't the Hoops team last week miss Wake Forest?
We need to play fewer basketball.
Whatever was going on that
exactly.
night, we won't do that again.
Exactly. We don't. So, again, excited about it. Some exciting players been brought in. Peyton Green, a transfer from NC State, coming in to play shortstop, it looks like. Bobby Samarzlak transferring in from Maryland. You got Matthew Ellis, big left-handed bat, transferring in from Indiana. So, again, a bunch of exciting stuff. And, again, congratulations to Coach Eileen Morales' softball team. They've got the Clearwater Invitational coming up this weekend where they're going to face, I think, like four top 25 teams in 4 days.
Wow.
So they're a group, very veteran team, trying to make some noise. They got a big opportunity this weekend. As far as the rest of the spring goes, we've also got spring football. We don't know when that spring game is going to be quite yet, but I safe to assume it'll be, you know, either in late March, early to mid-April. And I will say this, Justin, I feel like there is I'd argue there is more anticipation for this upcoming football season, 2024 Yellow Jacket football, than there has been for a Tech football season, I mean, dare I say, you know, since 2015.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's really how I feel about it. I mean, I think it's there's anticipation, there's excitement. You got the Ireland factor. You've got Notre Dame playing them at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You've got, you know, North Carolina on the schedule, which obviously hired, you know, Jeff Collins as the defensive coordinator, which is going to add a little juice.
And we always beat them. Tech fans. Let them be the double-digit favorite again. We'll beat them again.
Well, that's part of me. I kind of look at that and say, I think Mac Brown sat there and said, well, Jeff Collins keeps beating us. I guess we ought to hire him. I can't beat him. Join him.
I guess. I don't know any other philosophy but.
Yes. But anyway, for Georgia Tech football, you know, I think the real question for me and what I'm going to be watching is what can they do. Develop and or add on the defensive line. I think if you find a way to get, you know, a Keon White-like presence on the defensive end play, I mean, all of a sudden, I think what this team can accomplish in 2024, you know, goes a little higher.
They sort of had a little problem at times, like the Falcons. They had issues getting into the opposing backfield.
Yes.
And look, sometimes when you can't do that, that's trouble. You give a quality quarterback, and they're going to face a bunch of good transfer quality quarterbacks this year.
Beginning with Uiagalelei at Florida State, right?
Yeah. Guy's been on 17 teams now.
Yes, he has.
Who I did not think he was good at Clemson. I really didn't, but he had a great year
at Oregon State.
I mean, he really came to his own there. So you look at that, they must improve getting to the quarterback. They obviously lost a six-sack guy. Their main guy is gone. But I just love what this team has brought back, 17 starters in all.
Yeah.
The key cogs, obviously, Haynes King. We know what he's all about. Jamal Haynes, how great was he? Converted to running back. Eric Singleton, Malik Rutherford. I mean, there's a fun factor with this team. There's a quality factor with this team. There's a gutty factor with this team. And there's the Brent Key deal. You know, he's been a great coach. He's been a great spirit for this organization. He's been a guy that when things go wrong, he's righted the ship immediately. He's not afraid to make moves. He'll move coaches around. He'll do what it takes. So you just get the feeling you're in good hands. They're not going to win a national championship next year, I don't think. But they're moving up like the Hoops team. The ceiling appears to be really high with this team. They went 7-6, came back, won that big bowl game against a good Central Florida team. So why can't they improve and have a couple of more wins next year and keep moving that ladder forward?
And I'll add this, too. I mean, you look at the way, to me, I think the way the season ended up, and really starting with that North Carolina game, you know, they wound up winning four of their final six. And I'd argue there of those final six games, there was really only one game where you kind of tweaked your head and said, was that really their best effort? And that might have been at Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from that,
yeah.
You know, this is a team that not only played really well going down the stretch, but they won a lot of games going down the stretch. And, I mean, Justin, we don't have to detail it, but for this program, there have not been a lot of opportunities to, you know, successfully learn how to win these last few years. I think you've got a team going to the offseason now that knows what it feels like, know what's required, and understand that winning is it's not something you have to try and envision. It's something they've experienced. And I think you talk to anybody in any walk of life doing any type of thing, if you have experience doing it, it feels a lot more feasible than just trying to sit there and craft an image of what it's supposed to look like in your head. I think that's massive.
You know you've done it. It's almost like, again, the basketball team. We beat Duke. We beat North Carolina. We know we can do it.
Yes.
That's the first step, and that's a big step. The football team, we won in Miami as a 21-point underdog. We beat North Carolina the way we did in Storm the Field. We know that we can do it. Now it's time to take that next step and become a really good team. Not an up-and-coming good team, but a really good team. And why not, man? I mean, Brent Key and so many good guys coming back. This team is in good hands. It's going to be fun to be in Ireland, to face an elite team in Florida State. Obviously, we know how their season ended last year.
Yep.
But they're still a really good team. They're a top 10, top 15 team. So it's a great test right off the bat.
And I, to be honest with you, if you're facing a team like that, I like the – and not that Georgia Tech isn't going to have to do the exact same thing, but I like creating an environment that is a little bizarre, a little different, you know, unfamiliar for both sides. I think that plays to the underdog's favor.
Absolutely.
And, you know, forcing Florida State to get on a plane. Again, Georgia Tech's getting on the same type of flight and all of that. But I like the idea of forcing Florida State to be out of their comfort zone, even if that means you're out of your comfort zone. a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. It always favors the underdog when there are other elements going on,
bad weather.
Exactly. Got an email today, and you probably did too, from Mike Flynn, who does great work here with Tech, about, I think, Thursday. All the fans out there can start booking their tickets.
Yes.
They can get in the sections. They can get the premium seats, the VIP seats. So that's going to go down in, what is today, Monday, in 3 days, where you can start booking and start really looking ahead to going to that game.
And I will say this. I was in Ireland 8 years ago when they had that game. In fact, that was Harrison Bucker's last year at Georgia Tech as a field goal kicker. Well, also, quick aside. They win that game against Boston College. They come back late. At one point, it was like a 4th-and-22, and Tech went to Quay Searcy and converted to keep the game alive, and Dedrick Mills scores the winning touchdown. One of my favorite memories from that trip was, okay, so Georgia Tech wins dramatic fashion, and we're all sitting there thinking, that was about to be a really miserable 10-hour flight home wherever it was going to be, and now it's kind of an awesome 10-hour flight home. And the best part of that was the way the game had it set up was that both Georgia Tech and Boston College were going through security in the same area. And so there was a line for Georgia Tech and the line for Boston College. And we were, I mean, it wasn't even 5 feet between us. It was just one little rope between us. And I just kept looking over to the right being like, man, those guys are about to get on a long flight home. And we kind of just stole this game from these dudes. And it was
miserable.
It was just so, it was so funny because like, you don't see that in any other game where you're just, you're the winner, you lead the field, and then like an hour and a half later, you're sitting there and seeing just the dejected looks on their faces. It was pretty sweet, I'm not going to lie.
A win does a lot.
Yes,
you know, for those trips, a win, you just get one more point than the other team, and that it's funny how that flight home, which could be miserable, turns into glory.
Yes, and what's the idea? Money won sweeter than money earned. I think for a lot of us, it kind of felt like we'd kind of, you know, stolen that game a little bit, which made it that much sweeter. So, again, very fun memories. And, again, I encourage you, if you're a Georgia Tech fan and you have the interest and the means, I really think bang for your buck-wise, you're going to have a tough time finding a road game in the next, 5 years that's going to live up to what that experience is going to be. It is so cool.
Yeah.
And there's really, you know, I sense just there was just this community feel to that game because there were so many Georgia Tech fans there, and there was just kind of this exuberant excitement that we were at. You know, everybody's like, I can't believe we're in Ireland. We're watching Georgia Tech. I mean, it was really just an infectious, you know, type of scene to be a part of.
And it's first come, first serve. So on Thursday, so make sure that you really get to do this early because that could really affect your trip overall.
Or you got to make sure you get Justin's number and see if he can, you know, pull a few strings for you.
I'm not Chris Mooneyham.
That's true.
There's only one Mooney. There's only one.
So, yeah, we'll give his number out a little later in the show and you can give him a call. When we come back, I want to talk some more Georgia Tech hoops as we get set for the Damon Stoudemire Show, the Yellow Jackets. They've got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish on Wednesday night looking to exact some revenge after Notre Dame picked up a win at McCamish Pavilion about a month ago. So we'll hear from him. In our next segment, we'll take a look at look inside what Notre Dame is going to bring and what Georgia Tech must do to try and snap this 3-game losing streak and pick up a win on the road at Purcell Pavilion. That is next. We are live from the New Realm Brewing Company right here off the Beltline. It's 550 Somerset Terrace, North Avenue, just east of the Yellow Jacket campus. Back in a moment on The Good Word, 93.7, 680 The Fan.
QC Kinetics patient Robert Patterson, a veteran and business owner, struggled at work and in the gym with chronic agonizing shoulder pain.
Those injuries just continue to nag, and if you don't treat them, they just get worse. And I just kind of abused my body for a long time, and it finally had said enough is enough.
That's okay, because QC Kinetics tells your pain, hey, enough is enough. Their regenerative treatments bring you relief by helping restore and repair damaged tissue with no drugs, no downtime, and best of all, no surgery.
I was able to exceed the goals that I had previously attained in the gym. It was absolutely worth its weight in gold, so I could continue to live life without limitation.
Ready to get lasting relief from your joint pain? Call QC Kinetics to learn more about how natural biologic treatments can get you lasting results. Call now. It's a free consultation.
770-285-8026. That's 770-285-8026. QC Kinetics. 770-285-8026.
You get 86,400 seconds per day. Make them count. Hello, I'm Mark Venti, General Manager of Hennessy Porsche, and I'm excited to introduce the latest generation Porsche Macan. We all get the same amount of time in the day. Some of us just make more of it. The new Macan is designed to help you do just that by giving you more of what you love about Porsche. Performance inspired by legendary sports cars, iconic Porsche design DNA, an advanced cockpit with the functionality and comfort-enhancing technology you need for everyday adventures. This ensures every precious second is well spent. The all-new Macans are arriving now, but much like the seconds on a clock, they are moving fast. Find yours now in our showroom in Roswell or online at HennessyPorsche.com. Hennessy Porsche, where you will always experience excellence.
It's Chuck and Chernoff and Sarah Beth. We're talking Brown and Company Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming up. It is the day that some men choose the ultimate purchase, the engagement ring.
Valentine's Day is a fantastic time to surprise your loved one with an engagement ring. The whole goal of buying an engagement ring at Brown and Company is to have fun, become educated, and to walk out with something that you are beyond excited to propose with.
Check them out today. Brown and Company Jewelers, Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell, Buckhead Village, and online at brownjewelers.com.
NASCAR's most intense action-packed racing at a track where you feel it, hear it, and see it unlike anywhere else.
Anybody that asks me when they're going to the first race, I'm sending them here.
This is the hottest ticket in NASCAR. Don't miss the AmBetter Health 400 weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway, February 23rd to the 25th. Get your tickets at AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com.
Hey, it's Front Office Lowe's for entry point doors and windows. With mortgage rates at 30-year highs, you're probably not selling your house anytime soon. So it's time to invest in your home and improve its curb appeal and energy efficiency with new windows and doors from Entry Point Doors and Windows. At Entry Point Doors and Windows, there are no buy one, get one free sales gimmicks. Just upfront, transparent pricing from a locally owned company that's been in Atlanta for over two decades. Your home is probably your biggest asset, so invest in it today with Entry Point Doors and Windows. Visit their expanded showroom or go online at entrypointatlanta.com to get a free estimate.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save on bulk purchases of select insulation from trusted brands like Green Fiber. And there's more. Save 10% when you buy six or more select interior pre-hung and slab doors. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
There are many great lawyers on 680 The Fan, but only one firm where they're great and hot. Stottlemyre & Associates.
Did you go to one of those big firms? You know, the ones that have to tell you how big they are and why that's going to make them so great? Well, if you're feeling like big might not have been the best choice, call us at Stottlemyre & Associates for a free evaluation of your case. We'll give you an honest opinion with a plan to move forward. And because we aren't so focused on our size, you'll be able to actually get in touch with us. Stottlemyre & Associates, the take no lawyers at StottlemyreLaw.com.
Man, she even sounds hot.
It's time to sting 'em. And Chris Mooneyham and Wiley Ballard are bringing you the good word from the Georgia Tech Sports Network and Legend Sports.
Final segment here on the good word, talking all things Georgia Tech athletics. We've touched on some football, some baseball. We began with basketball. We've got the Damon Stoudemire Show. Little over 10 minutes away here, hosted by the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra. We're live from New Realm Brewing Company, home of the Hella Vienna Lager. We got plenty of those available for you tonight. If you're in the area, again, just off of North Avenue near the Beltline, alongside Justin Hanover and Wiley Ballard. Big thanks to our producer as well, Isaiah Stewart, Brandon Harper here on site. And, Justin, as we look ahead to this week, the Yellow Jackets, of course, they've got Notre Dame on Wednesday, a team that they're going to try and exact a little bit of revenge against after the Fighting Irish walked away with a 75-68 overtime win at McCamish Pavilion a little over a month ago, back on January 9th. For what it's worth, Notre Dame, they'd lost seven straight up until this Saturday. They got a huge win at home over Virginia Tech. But, again, the team near the bottom of the ACC standings. On paper, a team that Georgia Tech with, you know, home court advantage, I feel pretty good about their chances.
Yeah, it's one of those teams. Look, Notre Dame, it's not like the football program. They're not since Kelly Trepuka, really, and Adrian Dantley and all those guys, they're not really known for a basketball program. They're dangerous. We saw what Braden Shrewsbury did last time with the 25 points. But they're a team that realistically, if you want to get to where you want to go to, you have to win. And you have to win one of the two at least. They should have won the first one. They had it. Then they sort of lost it in the overtime. This is a game they can win. We'll fast forward and look at Syracuse. That's another game they can win at home. Then you play Clemson, a team you already beat. So I think if you can get out of this funk and you can play at the level you should that we saw earlier in the year, it's conducive for some success here for the next little bit.
And I don't think anybody's surprised to hear it, but I know Coach Stoudemire, he spoke with the media earlier today, you know, he was asked about what he saw in Notre Dame, any adjustments they want to make from the first meeting to the second. And, you know, I don't think this is surprising. I think most coaches would tell you no matter winning or losing, wherever they are in the season, they'll say it's really more about us. But for this Tech team, and again, the lapses in effort, which, you know, Coach Stoudemire has – you know, acknowledged point blank in some post-game press conferences, namely last week against Wake Forest. This feels just like a chance to go out and just from a pride standpoint and try and snap this three-game losing streak and put forth not just a better effort but a complete effort. Because we saw that on Saturday against Louisville. Again, poised, 9-point lead, a little over 8 minutes left, could not close it out on the road. If, like we talked about, you know, if you can get a little bit of consistency where – you know, Miles Kelly does what he can do. Kawasi Reeves does what he can do. Bidongo.
That's it. Just do your job.
Three guys.
You don't have to score 35 or 36 against Miles, but don't get the zero.
Yes.
You know, bye. You don't have to score 20 and 20. Just don't get the two. Just do what you do. Do your job. This team's talented. As we mentioned ad nauseum, there's a big ceiling. There's a big upside for these guys. Just go out there. Play your basketball like you did earlier in the year when you went to the Garden and when you went to Hawaii. You know, it's again, that's what's frustrating, that this team's a lot better than they're showing. Law of averages alone, I think they come back now and they show more of what they are.
Yeah, and hopefully Miles Kelly, he can kind of keep it going. I mean, that was one of his best, you know, shooting performances of the year. Obviously, Saturday was terrific. Yeah. But against Notre Dame, he went 7 of 15 from three-point range, added 25 points. Bye was really cooking at that point in the season, 16 points, 9 rebounds. And, I mean, I think the name that's really got a circle right now is Marcus Burton. For Notre Dame. They held him to an inefficient night when he was here in Atlanta, had 12 points and 18 shots. But what he did against Virginia Tech, 16 points, also had a season-high 8 assists, a season-best 6 steals. Now, that's one thing, too. Georgia Tech's got to be able to take care of the basketball. We've seen that too many times this year where they've, let it get away from them a little too much. I'd argue that was one of the biggest differences in that loss to Virginia Tech a little over a week ago.
You've got to, you know, in any level, if you turn the ball over, you can't win a basketball game. So you've got to control the ball. And also another pretty good guard-heavy team in Notre Dame. We saw that again with Nevada. We saw it with Penn State. I think this team can play well against a guard-heavy team. And, again, I expect the Jackets to come out and get back to what we saw earlier in the year. It's been too long where they've underachieved, and I think now they're going to get back to the basics. We're going to start seeing, from this point forward, a better Georgia Tech team.
No question. And again, like we've talked about, they beat North Carolina. They beat Duke.
It's there. It's the there. Upside's there.
And hopefully we can start seeing some more wins and we don't get more of those questions of how are you beating these teams but then struggling with these others at home. But
which you can't answer.
Yes, which you can't answer. Coach Stoudemire, again, will be joining Andy Demetra, the voice of the Yellow Jackets, on the other side of this break. We've got the Damon Stoudemire Show coming up the next hour here live from New Realm Brewing Company. Is there a maximum on the Hella Vienna lagers we can order? Do they cut you off?
One way to find out.
Yeah, only one way to find out. So, again, happy to have you with us as we get set for Georgia Tech and Notre Dame and the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. Justin, any final thoughts here as we get set for another week of Tech Hoops?
I'm excited to see Andy. I'm excited to see Coach Stoudemire come in and ready to get it on. I think this team, I feel good about it. Despite the lack of success recently, I feel good about it.
A big thanks to our producers, Brandon Harper, Isaiah Stewart, Chris Colwell, back in studio for Justin Hanover, filling in for Chris Mooneyham. I'm Wiley Ballard. This has been The Good Word, the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show, coming up next on the Fan 680, 93.7 FM.
For The Good Word, Chris and Wiley have the latest on the Yellow Jackets every week following the Coach Brent Key Show from the Georgia Tech Sports Network and Legend Sports.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.